Guys, you should see the amount of times we argue over how we should start the episode, because okay, listen, so I am hesitant to admit and not proud to admit that I am currently in a reality TV show
phase?
Obsession? It's not really an obsession. I'm really enjoying it right now.
Why are you not proud of it?
Because it's not something that, it's not like, oh, I'm really into documentaries right now. Like, that's different. It's like the opposite.
But why is that bad? Like, why do you put it in a negative connotation? If this is something you enjoy watching, it's okay to watch reality TV. Some people love that shit.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. But people always are ashamed to say, like,
I love that shit. People love a bunch of things that are not necessarily, like, really good, you know?
Why is it not good?
You obviously, it's trash TV. Like, it's not good.
Oh, yeah. It's obviously good.
Something's good about it, right?
It's entertaining.
It is very entertaining.
Yeah.
I caught up on my Love is Blind, and that got me into rewatching, because I never finished the Ultimatum queer version.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized there's a season two of the other Ultimatum for straight couples. So then I watched the season two of the first Ultimatum, and I just finished it literally today. But in the last, over this past weekend, I was catching up on my reality TV, and that's what we're here to talk about today.
We're here to talk about that, but I'm going to be honest. I'm not a big reality TV show guy, even though whenever you do watch it, I enjoy it.
I mean, you haven't really sat down and watched it with me. It's more
would,
like you can hear it.
Sorry. I would. Oh my God. I would overhear something that you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what is going to catch my attention.
Yeah. But then you ask me to explain, and it's like, I can't explain if you just hear something.
Yeah, I just prefer watching other stuff than that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. So do I. But
you don't.
But right now, I just was like, because, you know, I do love Love is Blind because it's so messy. And that's what's like fun about reality TV. It's just mm-hmm. such a mess.
Do you think it's real? Do you think they're acting?
I think it's hard because, and we're not here to talk about reality TV, but I think it's like hard to kind of judge people for kind of putting on a show, because even on the last Love is Blind season, if you guys watched it, I don't know if it's available like outside of the US on Netflix.
I don't know.
But it did seem like someone was like, this is all for entertainment, blah, blah, blah. And then other people on the show were like, no, this is like real life. Like, I'm not acting. I'm not bullshitting. Like, I'm here for the real thing. So there are people that are always, there's always like the, because everybody that's been on these types of shows has basically launched their career as a content creator to the next level. And now people that were on these, like on Love is Blind or other one of those reality TV shows, especially like the newest ones on Netflix, now they're somebody. Like now people, they have like thousands, if not millions of followers.
Depending how crazy you are. Like if you want a lot, if you want to really be big, you have to kind of be crazy.
You have to be crazy. Yeah, exactly. And people have to like you, and you have to be, you know, hot, attractive, all these different things. Yeah. Like, so there's obviously, like, because this has been going on for so long, a lot of people doubt the intentions of someone being on the show. Like, are you on the show just to get famous? Or are you on the show to, like, actually go through the experiment?
I can totally see people just going on it to be, like, famous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then acting hella crazy just for that. Just to, like, get the most outrageous reactions. But we are here to tackle the idea, because we never really talked about it, whether or not love is blind, and what does that even mean, and does that actually, like, what do we think about that? Because they really, if you don't know the show, they try to figure out the answer to this question by making a bunch of couples date each other and go on a bunch of dates without ever seeing each other.
Blind dates,
literally blind. Like, they just have a whole conversation, multiple dates with multiple people, until they start to develop connections with different people without ever seeing them ever.
But I think we have to explain to the audience that there is a wall between them.
Yes.
So it's not like they walking around blindfolded and then they're kind of like, they
can't
see each other and they can't touch each other. So it's just like they're sitting in two separate rooms and you're just on the other side of the wall.
Exactly. To test whether like love is blind or not. And then, you know, they end up like the way to get out of that is by one person proposing to the other person. Mm-hmm. And then that's how they get to finally see each other for the first time. And then they go on to like live together. Or no, they go on to a vacation spot. Mm-hmm. And then they go on to live together. And then there's also like to build up the drama, they get to actually meet the other people that they dated before. And oftentimes there's like certain people that have to decide between one person and the other person.
Cause it's
like
they have people.
Feelings. Sometimes it's like a super sure, like this is my person. And then they are the, like it's reciprocated equally.
Cause you meet multiple people.
You meet multiple people. So there's people that like, they start building connections with like more than one person. And they start having like feelings for those people and like they get along really well. So it's like you have to choose one. But okay, you have no idea what they look like.
So let's apply this show now to, is love actually blind? Oh, wait a second. Welcome to the pod, okay?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even do an intro. My name is Yoni Koro. If this is your first time on this podcast, this is my lovely co-host, Alia Zaitza.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my lovely wife.
My lovely wife also. If you guys didn't know, we are married 6 years, right? Almost.
Almost. I mean, yeah. Like five and a half.
Five and a half together.
Together
and 2.5 married.
Yes. Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. If you forgot what the podcast you are listening to right now, and I am your host, Alia Zaitza.
So is love blind?
So basically, from watching this show, I think I would say it isn't.
I don't have to watch the show to know that it isn't.
A lot of people say that it is. A lot of people.
Okay.
In the sense that love has nothing to do with appearance. Because that's the main thing, right? The main thing they're taking away from like meeting for the first time, mm-hmm. like going on the first day and the second day and the third day, the difference between what they do on the show and real life is that they don't see each other. But you kind of do the same things.
So you're saying love...
So a lot of people are saying that basically you should be able to fall in love with someone based on everything about them other than what they look like.
I think that's true, but at the same time...
I don't think it's true.
At the same time, I think that I have to be somewhat attracted to you because that's the first thing that's going to make me want to maybe approach you. Let's say it's not a love is blind situation. And I see somebody and I'm like, okay, cool. Now let's see if they're actually like a chill person.
Yeah.
Because personality doesn't speak first. Like you see the person first. Like, oh,
but
wow,
that's what they're trying to take away. That's like the whole point of the show.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And what we've seen also from the show, if you've watched it, is the fact that like there's many couples that as soon as they you know, they fall in love and then they get married, they get engaged and then they finally get the reveal to see each other for the first time. And you know right away when one of the people in the relationship does not like how the other person looks on the first time they meet. And it automatically switches and it gets awkward and it turns the whole thing off. Mm-hmm. And I do want to just like maybe break down what blind means. Like love is blind. Okay, but what does blind mean? It's about what we see, but I think it's more than just about what we see, like appearance wise. I think there's more to a person's appearance than actually like what they physically look like, whether they're attractive or not.
Explain that a little bit.
Like someone's body language, the way someone holds themselves, uh-huh. the way somebody talks, the way that their face moves, the way that they get nervous or do weird shit. Like, you know how many icks there are out there around like someone's body language or someone's like mannerisms that you didn't pick up on when you didn't see them, right? Yes. And those can be things that turn you off. It could be things like, I don't know.
I think
you get what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying, but I definitely think that with this show and just applying that to real life, I think when people say, I mean, honestly, I've never met anyone who met someone without seeing how they look.
I mean, yeah, because that doesn't happen except if you're on that show, you know?
Exactly. So when is that actually like a real thing in real life? it's a nice saying to say, oh, love is blind. But anybody who ever met anyone, they met them first.
And saw what they looked like.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the show makes that extreme, like, okay, we're going to just see. Because the whole point of the show is that, is love really blind? Because what happens when you talk for weeks? How long do they talk to each other?
They talk for, I think, maybe like a week, week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, I think.
You talk to someone every day for 2 weeks, and now you're falling in love, you like their voice, and you're
developing feelings, you really like how they talk about their life, and their story, and the way they flirt with you, and different things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, and people, like, there's obviously, like, people have developed real feelings just on that, and I can totally see how.
Yeah. So after 2 weeks, I think it's when you finally see them in person and they are not what you expected
to look like.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know how I would react. I mean, if I'm really not into how they look, it's gonna be hard for me to be like, okay, we're gonna get married.
Exactly.
Like, how do you do that? But if they are attracted, or if you are attracted to them, on top of the personality, I think that's the perfect scenario.
Yeah.
So the whole time you're talking to them and you're just hoping that, please, I just hope that I'm going to be attracted to them, because if not, then you kind of wasted your time.
Yeah.
Did you waste your time? I mean, you can be friends, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, when you're on that show, it's like you have to go through with it. Like, now you've said yes to this person to be engaged. The next thing is for you to Mexico for another, like, week or so to be on vacation.
That's crazy.
And then after that, you move in together. So,
yeah,
I think once you take it out of the what they call the pods, you know, and you meet. Well, the reason why I don't think love is blind is because in order to actually be married and be in a lifelong commitment, whether you look at marriage as a lifelong thing or just like, you know, on the show, there was like a show where they were like, you should look at marriage as more as like a lease. And it's like, every year, do you want to renew or not?
I don't like that.
I kind of resonated with it in the sense that, how? I feel like everybody on this show, not for my personal thing, I'm not thinking about our marriage as a lease, but I think like the way so many people on all these shows are like so terrified of marriage.
Oh yeah, that's what we were saying last night. Like, everyone on that show that talks, for some reason, they're just so like, I just don't know how I can be with just one person for the rest of my life.
Yeah, or like, it scares me. The commitment is just so big. I'm like, do you guys know you can get divorced, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you get married,
like, you're not literally fused together and you cannot get out.
Yeah, but everybody's so terrified. I think just going through the marriage and doing the whole thing and then breaking up, I feel like a lot of people are ashamed of that if that happens.
Yeah, you know? And I mean, and of course, like, getting married and then getting a divorce or like breaking up is way harder to do than if you're just boyfriend and girlfriend, and then you break up, then you just leave.
Yeah, boyfriend, girlfriend is like, all right, cool, bye.
But forget what we're talking about. Oh, but I think that, like, so much goes into being compatible. Mm-hmm. It's like liking each other, obviously, having the same interests or like some matching interests. Mm-hmm. Liking each other is just like energy and having that chemistry that sometimes it's like, it's unexplainable. You know, it's like hard to, you can't break down just why some shit just works, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So for you, would you be able to date someone and not see them for the first 2 weeks? Because I was just thinking about it myself. Like, would I be able to do that and then say yes to, like, if someone proposed?
I just think these people spend, like, on this show, these people spend all day on dates. All day. So it's like all they do is talk to people and develop these. So I think because of that, and it's like back-to-back days, that everything kind of becomes accelerated.
Wait, the guys hang out with the guys, right?
Yeah, so the guys are like, when they're not on these dates, they're in a, like, where they sleep and they hang out.
How many guys is it for each group?
Like, I don't know, because they don't always show everybody that's on the show.
Oh.
Like, they only air, like, the stories that end up being something. You know, because there's plenty of people that go there and like they never meet anyone.
Damn.
You know? But what I was going to say is that like, I think on top of like the chemistry and the feelings, you have to be compatible on basic life things as well, in the sense of like, you need to have similar ambitions. You need to have like compatible ways of just routines.
Yeah, I think one time when I was watching it, which was like a long time ago, I remember there was an episode where one person was religious and then the other person wasn't religious.
Oh yeah, I mean that's a big one.
And then everything was perfect. They like how they look finally, and they met up and all that, and they liked each other's personality. But one person always talks about Jesus, and then the other person is like,
I mean that's a big one though.
I know.
I was referencing more like,
but let's talk about the big one.
Well, I just feel like the big one, you shouldn't have gotten the one of the people shouldn't have proposed in the first place.
If you knew from the beginning that is actually a problem for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But similarly, like the same way that if you really want kids and the other person doesn't want kids,
oh, it's you're not gonna
get married.
It's,
like, no. What?
It's not gonna, you know, actually. That happened to me before.
What?
Where I was talking to someone years ago, mm-hmm. and I want kids, mm-hmm. but then they didn't want kids.
Okay. So what happened?
Nothing. Nothing happened.
Oh, okay. I mean, clearly.
Yeah, clearly. You know, because I just don't, I feel like I was just going to waste time.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with not wanting kids, you know, that's your life, do what you want, but I know I want kids, so what's the point of dating someone and they don't want no kids,
especially when it's something like that big. But then I think like in the show specifically, you know, once people start living with each other, they had great chemistry and like, you know, talking, and then they got along really well and they develop feelings, but then they start living together. And I think the living together part is really hard because everybody has different expectations on like, how much time do we spend together when mm-hmm. we're both home? Right. How much time you're spending on your phone versus with me? Mm-hmm. How many date nights do you plan for me? Mm-hmm. Or I expect you to always help me when I'm doing things around the house. And like, if I, you know, there was like, I was just watching the ultimatum, and then there was a part where one of the people said, like, when I'm cleaning the toilet, I expect you to like get up and ask me if I need help.
Wait. That's what they said?
Yeah. Like the girl, she was like cleaning the toilet. She said like, I'm cleaning the toilet and you didn't even ask me once, like if I need any help. And he's like, yeah, because I was working. Like, you decided you want to clean the toilet right now, then go clean the toilet.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, but you're supposed to come, like, help me. You know, if I come home with the groceries, like, you didn't once come and help me put the groceries away. So I kind of felt
different.
That, too.
No, but that's different. If you come home with, like, 3 bags of groceries, right?
Yeah. You always come and help me.
I always do that because it's... If it happened to be one of the times that you go and get groceries, because we have like a bunch of like small little grocery shops like around our house, right?
Right, yeah.
So I always do help, and I can't just like sit here, like do something. Even if I am doing something, I will get up and help you put the groceries away.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's what I'm saying, that those types of like expectations don't come up because you don't think to ask them when you're in the blind part of this experiment.
Right.
And I think so much of like the expectations, and also, you know, it's like the way that somebody likes to clean, the way that somebody likes to, like, it's about that it's not just about the relationship, it's also about the cohabiting, mm-hmm. cohabitation.
Yeah.
You know, that it's such a big part.
What was the biggest adjustment you think when we first moved in together? That you had to, you know, think about, like, okay,
I feel like it's so hard to say because we've lived together for like 4 years.
Well, I'm thinking about the first year, the Green Lake apartment.
Yeah.
The small studio apartment that we had. I kind of missed that apartment. It was kind of nice.
Yo, she was so small.
Yeah.
I mean, low-key wasn't this. This is not much bigger. I don't know. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I mean, I remember. What?
I'm sure you had something.
I think maybe like the amount of time I spend on my phone was always something that you called out.
I mean, I still do.
You still do. And when I'm by myself, nobody tells me anything. I can be on my phone from sunrise to sunset.
Even though you shouldn't, but yeah.
Even though I shouldn't, and nobody will tell me anything. And it feels so good. But I do appreciate because I shouldn't do that.
Right. But you do hate it when I say, like, babe, get off your phone.
I hate it because I'm like, this is my phone. And I'm grown up and I need to do something. And I'm typing a message to someone.
There's Alia, babe,
it's already 3:30. Alia loves to call out time. Like, what time is during the day? Like, she loves to tell me, Yoni, it's 2:15. I'm like, okay.
But you know why I'm saying it's 2:15.
Like, 7:19, Yoni. It's like, okay, like, that's a good time.
Yeah, but like, let's say you said you want to go to the gym, right?
Okay.
And you said that, and you said, yeah, I'm probably going to go to the gym around like 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7:30. Okay. I'm going to call it out. I'm going to be like, babe, it's 7:30. And then you're going to be like, okay, yeah, I'm going. And then it's 8:30. And I'm like, babe, it's 8:30. Like, go. Get off your phone. That's literally how I would say it.
And this is when I said, I'll just go tomorrow. No, I'm just playing. But this is one of those things. And actually, I appreciate you for that.
Yeah. But it could be that somebody else would be very bothered by that.
I am very bothered by that.
You're not very bothered by that.
No, it bothers me. But it's the truth hurts.
No, but I think there's a difference between like being truly bothered by it.
No, I'm bothered. It bothers me.
Stop fucking around.
No, I'm telling you. It bothers me when you tell me to get off my phone. That it's like I want to do something so bad on my phone. And then you tell me get off my phone. I'm thinking about like, why do I have to get off my phone? I'm enjoying my time right now.
Yeah, but I'm trying to just keep you in check.
And that's the part where
you do the same thing to me too. And Yoni just snatches my phone out of my hand.
Yeah, I just take her phone away.
So you can't even complain.
But when you're on your phone, you're just watching reels.
Okay, and so do you. Okay, when I say, babe, what are you doing right now? Like, you know you got to do some other shit than be on your phone.
Nah,
right?
You just watch reels after reel after reel. And everybody knows that feeling when you're just stuck watching reels. That's Alia. And that's when I go and just grab the phone from her.
Okay.
And then when I take it from her, she's like, honestly, thank you. I needed that because I was stuck.
Yeah, and you say the same thing.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
I feel like the way you said it bothers you sounds worse than it actually is.
Really?
Yeah. Because if something bothers you, like, it's an actual problem.
It's not a problem. The problem is me. Right. I'm the problem. But it bothers me that you know.
Annoys you.
It annoys me.
That's a better way to say
it. It annoys me. Okay.
Okay. I do think that
what do you think?
There is on top of like, you know, love, like appearances matter, guys.
Why did you clap your hands twice?
I don't know. I feel like I wanted to. Appearances matter. However much we want to like say that they don't and that love is blind and I care all about like this person and who they are at their core, not about what they look like. I hear you and I 100% understand you. But I think that appearances matter. I think like we are animals the same way that what's like that one animal that has the like the big feathers in the back.
I don't know what it's called.
Not flamingo.
I don't
peacock.
Know what.
Peacock.
Okay.
You know how the peacock has those feathers and then they just go.
Yeah.
And then they have all like the designs and stuff. It's like that is.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. And the more beautiful it is, like the point of those feathers that the way that they are is to attract a mate. Mm. So it's in our nature to attract mates.
Yes, but think about it the other way, okay? Think about it the other way. Someone. Let's say, even though I think looks matter, I don't think that's all that matters. And I'm not saying, and I'm not saying that this is what you're saying.
I agree with that.
But it's like, if you're going to wake up next to someone every single day, you have to, I think it's very important, actually, really, I think it's very important for you to be attracted to the person you're with. Because no matter how good their personality is, if you're not attracted to them, at some point, something is not going to go well. You got to have some type of, and you can be attracted to the personality, obviously, but I think physical attraction is very important.
But I also think, I hear you, but I also think that I also think, like, sometimes the way, or maybe it's just in my head, when we're talking about, like, somebody has to be attractive in order for you to like them, or in order for, like, the relationship to work, that doesn't mean they have to be, like, insanely the most gorgeous model, ripped, like...
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
I feel like I need to, like... clarify that.
Yeah, not at all. When we say attractive, we're not talking about,
because that's so subjective.
No, I know. Yes, exactly.
On what's attractive to who?
Exactly. That's another point too. Like,
yeah,
there's so many different sizes, shapes, colors, backgrounds,
but
that
everyone
people have
is like individual. So it's like, if for you, you find, like, I might find the same way that I found, like, that guy from Saltburn, even though I don't think he's hot anymore, but Barry Keoghan, he's like the main guy from, he's like an actor, mm-hmm. anyways, and he's the guy that plays Oliver in Saltburn, and for some reason, like, his character specifically mm-hmm. was really attractive to me mm-hmm. because of just, like, his way of being, and then he's like a really fucked up character.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But then,
what about The Weeknd in The
other
Idol?
Other people think he's, like, disgusting. What?
The Weeknd in The Idol.
Nah, that's like slimy.
That's disgusting, right?
That's like slimy guy.
Yeah, like, it's funny how he,
like, his hair is always greasy and shit.
Always sweating for no reason.
Yeah, and he's like got a thick neck. So I hear you. Okay. But what I was gonna say is that when you meet someone in real life normally and you see what they look like, and let's say they're not, like, they're attractive, like, they're nice looking, mm-hmm. but it's their personality. If they have a great personality, if you really click with them and you really like their personality, it can make them the most beautiful person to you.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
That's why I think personality is more important than looks.
But it's not everything.
But it's not everything. But I do think that having a personality, having a great personality matters more than you looking like a Rihanna.
Also, how much do you think that someone's outside world matters to the relationship, in the sense that I think even in the show, once people got out of the blind part and the vacation, they start living with each other in mm-hmm. each other's places, and they also get back to work, they start, like, hanging out with friends again, they start, you know, figuring out different things about, like, who they hang out with and stuff like that. How much do you think that influences a relationship, or should influence a relationship?
I think your outside world is important. Like, I need to know what's going on there, because if we're having a relationship and if we live together and you're hanging out with, like, some fucked up friends, I don't want you to hang out with messed up people. That's not saying that I want to control you or mm-hmm. control who's your friend or who's not, but...
yeah. Especially some that might want to, like, intrude in the relationship, or, like,
yeah,
I know, and I don't want to generalize, but, like, specifically on this show, there's several times it's happened that, like,
what show?
On Love is Blind, that once they, like, start, you know, meeting with their friends, so it's like, I would invite my friends to come meet you for the first time, mm-hmm. and usually friends, like girlfriends of girls, mm-hmm. tend to be super opinionated about the guy that the friend is dating.
Okay.
I think I've seen that a little bit more than the other way, where, like, your guy friends would be super opinionated about me.
Yeah.
I think women in general tend to be, like, more kind of ready to judge or to, like, question in those scenarios, just like what I've seen from the show specifically. Mm-hmm. And there's always, like, that one best friend who is like, yeah, I don't know if he's, like, doing right by you and different things like that. I'm not saying that all women are that way. Let's clear the air, okay?
Yeah, we gotta do that in 2024.
But I think, and then, like, the girl takes, like, her best friend's opinion, like, really strongly and runs with it, and that can, like, start intervening in the relationship, and then the guy is like, I'm not dating your best friend, I'm dating you, or, like, I'm trying to be married to you. Yeah. And then she's like, well, she's, like, my best friend and I really care about what she thinks, and then it becomes a whole thing.
Even if the main girl didn't think about what her best friend said mm-hmm. about who she's dating. But now that her friend said that, it just enters your mind. And now you think about that constantly. I feel like that happens a lot too.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think it never happens with, I mean, with guys, I feel like.
Would you say there's a thing with guys that it's like out of respect to their guy friend, they wouldn't like disrespect him?
I think so. Yep.
I feel like that's a thing.
That's a thing.
Because.
But if you have something to say, if you meet someone, because I mean.
It depends how long the relationship has been, right?
Yeah. But then also too, I feel like the guy is going to be the difference. Okay. So here's the difference. Mm. If a guy tells another guy, hey, it was nice to meet her, but I don't think. Like, you kind of just lay out what you think about her.
Okay.
I feel like the other guy might get defensive.
Mm.
With women, I think it's different. If the same thing happens, the main girl will take on that advice so seriously. I feel like guys will just dismiss it. I don't know. I don't know if that's really the case. And I don't know, like, this is just me thinking right now in this moment. I think this is what it is.
The reason that I asked is because I can even sense, like, in the past when maybe, you know, like, I just sense that guys, and I've seen, like, the way that you are with, like, you know, your friends, you just don't really talk about each other's relationships. Like, you wouldn't call something out about another guy's girl,
yeah,
that you don't like.
I think that might be true, but I don't like to admit that because I feel like we should do that.
But I wonder where that comes from, and I feel like it's like a bro respect thing. It's a specific boundary.
But how much respect is it when you see something and you don't think that your friend should be with this person? I feel like if you really respect them, you should.
That though?
I feel like if you really respect them, you should really say something. Out of respect, like, I want something better for you then.
But don't you see the guy would maybe reply like, bro, don't disrespect my girl like that?
You know, I don't know. That's never happened to me because I never got to that point.
Have you ever stopped yourself from saying something to a guy friend mm-hmm. that you wanted about, like, the girl that he's with that you think she, like, said some weird shit or, like, you had something to say that was negative, mm-hmm. you know, but you stopped yourself from saying it?
Yeah. A lot of times.
So interesting.
But, you know, it's also because.
But I would say girls,
that's
too.
That's a long time ago, though. I feel like now I will say something. I think. I'm not sure. But I remember.
Have you ever said something?
Have I ever said something?
I think, well, if it's a relationship that's, like, deep down, like, they've been together for a long time, you kind of can't say shit.
And it's not your place to say shit. Because they know what they have going on. And I'm sure they know what to work on, you know? Like, who am I to say, oh, your girl's weird, bro. Like, why are you?
No, it wouldn't be that. Like, maybe.
And then they've been together
for. Maybe she said something weird to, like, you that made you feel some type of way.
But even then, I feel like I don't get into that business. Like, my guy friends and their families, their girls, I respect everyone. And.
But why is it disrespectful to just call something out that you noticed?
I don't think it is. Let me flip it around, okay?
Okay.
If someone says something to me about you,
mm-hmm.
one of my good friends, they said,
like what?
Like, for example, they say, yo, Alia, she, I just feel like she's so rude. What if they said that?
They wouldn't say that.
No, they would never say that. But what if they say that to me?
I know we fucked up.
I would automatically just be defensive and be like, she's not, what are you talking about?
Right.
And then I would just ask him, like, okay, give me an example, like, what happened? And if they tell me what happened and you were
rude,
I'm going to be like, oh shit, that's fucked up.
Right.
But nobody can tell me anything about you that'll make me not want to be with you because I already know everything.
Yeah. No, you're right. So it's like it's earlier in the relationship that I think would be like, okay.
I'm very open-minded. If someone tells me something, feel free, like, about Ali or whatever, or about anybody.
Don't shit dog me.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like I will take that and not be mad at my friend. You know, I'm not going to be mad. But I feel like if I did that to certain people, it might seem disrespectful. Because this is their person. This is who they live with. This is who they're married to. You know, like, we spend the most time together. You now became, there was the best friend. Let's say if I was single, right? Mm-hmm. Best friends are like the top, the number one for you, right? Mm-hmm. But then once you're married, or once you have your person, they become number one. So
the friends become number two.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like...
Yeah, I don't know. I hear. I think I just didn't even think about it until now, of the whole, like, you know, talking about like the guy's girl with the guy, or like different things like that. Because on the show, it tends to be that, like, there is that one friend. What show are we talking about?
Love is Blind, but we also talk about Saltburn, and we also talked about...
Saltburn is a movie.
Okay.
And yeah, we're talking about Love is Blind.
Okay, thank you.
But I also think, yeah, I think, like, there's so many factors that play into a relationship, and those also change over time. But I think, like, at the beginning, to say, like, can you fall in love without ever seeing a person, ever seeing the way that they walk through life, the way that they live in their apartment, the way that they prefer to poop in the room with you, versus the other person thinks is disgusting and such a turnoff, you know?
That completely caught me off guard.
Sorry. Well, I guess if you're not a Patreon listener, then you don't know that
we had someone, a whole episode. Because someone who didn't hear that part of Patreon about, like, pooping in the same room or in the same
bathroom. Yeah, with the person. We had a whole Patreon episode about what would you never do in front of your significant other. And the most submitted answer was obviously pooping and farting and, like, all the things. So we discussed all of those submissions on
the podcast. We did. Actually, it was funny. You guys should check it out if you haven't yet.
Yeah, and speaking of, we're actually going to transition into our Patreon episode, but did you have anything else to say about the Love is
Blind? Oh, like right now?
Yeah.
No, okay, I think for Love is Blind, I do want to watch it, first of all.
Oh, okay, but I meant more of, like, the concept
of Love is Blind. I don't think Love is Blind at all.
Okay.
What?
It's so, like, I feel like we keep going back and forth. But yeah, love is not blind.
No, it's not blind at all. You can have the most amazing personality, but then if I meet you and I just cannot, just if I just can't,
like, there's something about you that I can't do it.
Then,
and also, like, let's be real on that show.
But it's okay. I feel like so many people are going to say it doesn't matter what someone looks like. And I get what you're saying. I get it.
I don't think that's the right way to say it. It's not that it does matter what someone looks like. It's just not everything that matters. It's like 30% what they look like, 70% personality.
I said 25, 75.
Okay. Either way. I think it's more like that.
Yeah.
Because we're not saying, I don't think you can be the most hot, attractive, like, model, chiseled.
Okay, so if Rihanna looks like Rihanna, but she's just an asshole.
Doesn't matter. To me, you're ugly.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
There's so many people on the show. That's what
I'm saying. I'm not going to be able to deal with that for a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
But if it is Rihanna, like, I might deal with it for just like a month or so. Just for a little bit, and then be like, okay, this is really bad.
I don't know. Because if you're like really...
But
like,
hold on a second.
Really ass,
I got a question for you. If someone... Who's a guy you think is really attractive other than me?
Other than you? I love how you put that in.
Like who? Michael B. Jordan, right? Everybody says...
No. Honestly, I would say Jacob Elordi.
Jacob Elordi. Who is that?
He's an actor.
Can you pull up his picture right now real quick? Jacob Elordi. If you're listening, just Google Jacob Elordi really
quickly. Everybody who's listening to this definitely knows who that is.
I might know who he is.
He was also in Saltburn. Can't type it.
Jacob Elordi. Okay. Wait, is that the guy that was the creep guy?
That's him.
What?
I think, but I also, it's also his voice It's also the way that he talks, his accent.
Jacob Elordi. Oh, he's that's a the really main good guy. Actor.
He's the main guy, and he was also in Euphoria.
Oh, so I thought you were talking about him when you were talking about the guy earlier.
No.
Oh, okay, okay. Jacob Elordi. Okay, I mean,
you know, he's tall.
I'm tall
too. He's got like cool style.
I have cool style too.
Okay, we're not comparing, bro. Okay. But why did you? Okay, so that's a person I find attractive.
Okay, so what if, you know, I didn't exist, mm-hmm. and then you meet him, mm-hmm. you're in love, he's hot, whatever, right?
Well, am I in love or is he hot?
You're in love with him because he's hot.
Okay, but I need more to be in love with someone than him being hot.
And then you find that he's a little, like, he's not the best, he doesn't have the best personality.
Like, he's a fucked up guy.
Yeah. Would you stay in our relationship for a little bit just because he's so hot? You'd be like, you know what? I'm just going to deal with it and but then break it off?
It still depends, like, how fucked up is he? Like, no, what is he doing?
He's, like, pretty fucked up.
To me?
Yeah. But he's, like, the hottest person you've ever met in your life. And he loves you. But he's also fucked up.
But, like, what does he do, though?
He, I don't know. Just pick one thing that he does.
I mean, the first thing I think of, he's like violent or something.
Yeah, someone violent. Nah,
I mean, that's hard and that's like fucked up to even talk about. You know, actually, my track record is kind of bad in the sense that I, in the past, have tended to go back to people that didn't treat me that well, but I thought they were cute.
Damn.
So I feel like based on what I've done before, mm-hmm. I would probably stick it out for a while, especially if it, because he, to me, he is really hot.
Yeah.
Like his personality and like, he's a really good actor.
Is his personality better than mine?
I mean, I don't know him personally.
So how do you know that?
I'm saying the way that he talks is like really like, it's like really sexy the way he talks because he has an accent. Like you know, I don't know if he's British.
Some people say I have an accent too.
You do have an accent, but yeah. You speak hella languages, so you also have accents in those languages.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but I also don't know him, so that's what I'm saying. It's like just someone being hot is not enough for me to fall in love with them.
Yeah, you think he's taller than me?
No, I feel like you guys are probably the same height. I like that he plays around with like femininity and masculinity, which is hard to see, which like you don't see that often.
I do that.
Yeah, and I like that in you as well. Mm. I think he does it a little bit more. But I like that. That's something that I personally find like really attractive.
What do you think about guys with nail polish?
I don't mind it. But to me, don't have nail polish that's chipped because then you're just nasty.
If you're listening out there and your nail polish is chipped, I apologize. That was Alia who said that. I didn't say that.
I mean, just take it off and do it again.
I don't like it when people do it on purpose. I think it's a thing.
Yeah, I don't like that thing.
I like nail polish, but not on like obviously on all fingers.
You only tried like what? Did you try like two fingers?
I just did this finger and I put this WTJ color. Oh wait, not this.
No, yeah, this one. Yeah, we specifically found a WTJ blue, nail polish.
And you know what? It was really nice. I don't know why I took it off. I think it was because I was like, I don't want it. I don't know. I mean, I don't have anything against it. But I know there's a lot of guys who
Felt some type of way after a while and you took it off.
No, I didn't. Trust me. I didn't like it because it was on two fingers. I feel like that was a little too much. I would just have it on one finger right here. Mm. And I think it would look really nice
if it was all fingers.
No.
Yeah.
That would be too much. That'd be way too much. But that's just me, all right? There's two type of guys out there. There's guys who play around with femininity a little bit.
Yeah, like they play around. They're
and then there's masculine. Guys who are like, yo, what are you talking about right now, Yoni?
And to me...
And that's fair. I get it. But to me, I don't know. Like,
it's
I
a
just
spectrum.
Just let people do what they want if they're...
I personally find it really attractive. Judge. Like, you know, I love...
If you're about to say some other man other than me right now, who else you love?
I was going to say like ASAP Rocky is also somebody that loves to play around with that.
Yeah, exactly.
In, like, the way, and also Kid Cudi.
Exactly.
Too. And to me, like that's really attractive because it shows me confidence that you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm going to like what I like. Yeah. And I'm not going to be some like macho man who was like, I got to show that I can, you know, break something.
Yeah. You know what? For the next podcast, I'm going to have it back on.
Okay. For the next episode. We still have the nail polish.
So. I know. It's like, right. I wish I could go get it and show the people the color.
Yeah. They believe us, I think.
Yeah.
But anyways, guys, thank you for listening to today's episode. That's all we got for you today.
Thank you very much. Honestly.
This Love was, is Blind.
Yes. If you never watched the show, Love is Blind, check it out. It might not be for you. It's not for everybody because sometimes you can just look at it and be like, what am I watching?
Yeah.
Right now?
I mean, most of the time I feel like that because it's so trashy.
But you still watch it.
It's so good.
You watch episode back to back to back to back.
I know, because every episode they leave you hanging. It's like, what did she say?
Would you ever be on a show like this?
I mean, no, I am married and happily.
Would you ever be on a show like this if you were single? And you know that per episode you can make 20K.
No, you don't. You make like 10K for the whole show.
Damn, really?
It's just not a lot.
What? For the whole show?
I actually looked it up like the other day. Or at least, I mean,
and how long is the show?
They record that shit for like a month.
Oh, I mean, that's not bad then.
I think.
But you look crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta give me
but
more.
But depends to who you are. Like, I wouldn't be a crazy bitch on the show. Sorry, that was aggressive.
No, it's okay to say crazy bitch.
But yeah, the show is really fun and really funny. And if you want, you can watch season 6. This is not sponsored. Imagine this was sponsored by Netflix. That would be crazy.
Yo, a podcast sponsored by Netflix?
That would be so fun.
We'd probably have a whole different setup.
Yeah, we'll probably just not live here.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, we love you. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of What's
the Juice. Thank you for tuning in.
I hope you have a great rest of your day. We're about to hop over to the Patreon to talk all about mess. Talk about a mess.
I know. Confess Your Mess is coming right up on Patreon. And you guys, the shit that we got submitted...
Because this is all you and your mess. We're discussing all of your lives, all of your little secrets. It's all going to be over on Patreon for our spicy members specifically.
Yes.
If you guys haven't checked out Patreon, it's all linked below in the description of this episode, wherever you're listening or watching. So feel free to go check it out.
Yeah, check it out. It's a lot of, it's a good vibe over there.
Yeah, it's a fun time. If you want more of this juice,
yeah,
we got more.
You know, it does feel like a private section of the internet.
It does. Like,
I can say anything on there.
It's a safe space for us, honestly.
Yeah, like, you can say anything on there and you just know, like...
I mean, not anything.
You can say anything on there and you know that not everyone will see it.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point of why we wanted to do that. Because it's like, you know, the internet can be a scary place. People can take shit. Manipulate it.
No, exactly. Yeah, it's crazy.
So, shout out to everybody's dog.
Shout out to... That's...
Because you're not saying shit. I'm trying to wrap it up.
That's my thing, okay? Shout out to everybody's dog. Someone was like, can you give my cat a shout out? So, here's a shout out to your cat. I forgot what your name is. Oh, what your cat name was. I'm sorry.
But you know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are. Shout out to all the cats out there, too. But, yeah, and that's it.
That's it. We'll see you guys on Patreon.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Or if not on Patreon, we'll see you just next week.
Exactly. Love you.
Bye. Bye.